This is the Business English Podcast, episode 231, Conflict at Work, How to Express It in English. Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey there, Michelle. What's shaking? What's going on?
Hi, Lindsay. I am excited to be recording here today and everything is good. Busy, busy. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Busy, but I'm excited. I've got a Spanish lesson tonight. It's going to be good. Oh. But actually, I have a question for you, Michelle, to start off today.
Okay. What's the question?
All right. Have you ever had a conflict with a coworker?
Ooh.
tricky question.
I don't think so. Honestly, not like not something that stands out a whole lot.
Lucky.
What do you think? Have you ever had a conflict with? If you say roommate, then the answer is a resounding yes.
No, even when you worked at the radio station or any of your internships in New York, did you have anything that came up?
I really loved. Oh! I thought of one. Okay. I thought of. I think I maybe shared this recently. There was when I worked for that startup company, my first job in New York, there was a guy who was my age, and we didn't, it wasn't even just me. He ended up being, I feel bad talking about it, but he was a little bit of a know-it-all and he had a lot of intense opinions, and they ended up letting him go, actually, because it was really more of a personality thing that he wasn't getting along with people at work. So that was the one. That was the one thing I would say. I mean, that's a problem. I mean, you could be really skilled, really smart, but if you don't have that social knowledge at work, unfortunately, that can take away from everything. So I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. Social skills are part of a success.
Yeah.
You can't just have the skill and not be able to integrate with anyone else. 100% true. Yeah. So is this what we're getting into today in this episode?
We are. Well, it happens, guys. We hope that you're not having any conflicts, but we want to give you ways to talk about it. We're not trying to promote doom and gloom.
Sure.
But and the truth is, actually, sometimes conflict can be helpful. It's just like how we talk about failure sometimes. If you sometimes a conflict can bring about creativity, can get things to get to a next level. Sometimes these difficult, uncomfortable situations can ultimately, in the end, be good. Sometimes not. Sometimes they just make things fall apart. But yeah. Trying to be positive.
I think as a general rule, if you're going through your career or your life and not encountering conflict or encountering it and avoiding it, then something's wrong, because conflict is part of growing, right?
Oh, no. Am I not growing? I had one conflict.
I don't know, Michelle. That's a side conversation, I guess. We could talk about it. I don't know. But I think in general, like there's something. Yeah. I mean, at All Ears English, we're lucky. Like we have a good, smooth sense of communication, but there's always challenges, and maybe it's not interpersonal conflict, but it's things we're trying to achieve and accomplish, and that might bring up certain things within us that maybe we struggle with internally. I don't know.
No, but that's true. I mean, some of it, when people hear the word conflict, it sounds like a very personal word. But like you said, I it can just be over something with business, just disagreeing about something. It doesn't need to mean that things are being taken personal. And that's important to also, I think it's an emotional skill of an emotionally intelligent person is to be able to know, to try not to take things personally when it comes to business and be able to take a step back.
Yeah. So as you said, Michelle, I mean, conflict can be good because it can bring about new ideas, new ways of doing things, new processes. Yeah. It can teach people how to finally work together. You know, maybe you actually come to enjoy working with that person once you've gone through the conflict.
It's kind of interesting also. Make things interesting.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
That's just, we got to be respectful. That's all. Yeah. That's all it is, especially at work when we have a conflict. We have to know how to handle it. We have to know how to talk about it. And guys, if you haven't already, listen to episode 216 of this podcast, of the Business English podcast. That was Let's Agree to Disagree.
Okay, so I love that. So guys, go back, check that out. Make sure you hit the follow button on Business English right here if you haven't done that yet. Let's go into some phrases for our listeners to talk about conflict in the business world. Shall we do it, Michelle?
Okay, yes. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
All right, to bump or to butt heads. So to bump is that to bump heads? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Or butt heads? Okay. So for example, the CEOs butt heads about the new project, but ultimately they were able to come to an agreement. And it's interesting because is it the same? We're talking in the past tense here, right? But it sounds like it should be the present tense. But the past tense of butt is butt, to butt as a verb. To butt heads. To what does this mean? Like if you look at it, if you imagine what it is.
Do I think about it?
Coming together.
Banging heads together.
Right, like two oxes or bulls butting heads, right?
Yes, exactly. So you could say bump heads, you could say butt heads, whichever, bump or butt, whatever you want.
I love it. What would be the next one, Michelle?
This one is clash. So I like the word, the sound of this word. It's a very fun word to say, clash. There's a lot to it. So you could say something like, we have clashed a few times about how the design should look, but I actually think it helped us both improve.
Oh, you know what? I think I actually made a mistake with the past tense of butt. It looks like, Michelle, the past tense of butt is butted. We butted heads. We are not perfect. Connection, not perfection here, guys. It's not something we use very often in the past tense. Maybe we'll go into that another day. Some weird irregulars. I guess it's not irregular, but some weird past tense.
Yeah, this is my mistake because my example, it should be the CEO's butted heads.
It should be butted heads. we try to correct ourselves, guys, when we can. And hopefully that gives you a good example to show you that it's okay to correct yourself. It's okay to make a mistake. Come back, but seek connection. Right? Yes. Come back to the connection moment.
Good catch, yes. Lindsay. Good catch.
Good. Okay. So clash. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Clash. Yes. And then we have, did I read the examples already?
We have clashed a few times about how the design should look, but I actually think it helped us both improve. I love that word, clash. We clashed.
Clash.
Right?
Yes.
That's good.
And what's the next one?
Dispute. So this feels a little more formal to me. It could be a noun. It could be a verb. There was a dispute about the way the client should be billed. But they figured it out.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've given our listeners two or three examples of really interesting kind of clash vocabulary, imagining two people up against each other in a way.
Right.
Do we have any advice, more advice on approaching conflict?
Well, I thought we should just talk about it at work. I mean, how do you approach conflict? So Lindsay, one thing is we touched on this a little bit already, is to look at it as a learning opportunity to try and see the other person's point of view, to see their side, because you might actually learn something. Maybe you think, oh no, this is how it should be done, and this is my idea, and you're really stuck in your ways.
Right.
And you have a clash with a coworker about it because they think it should be done another way. And if you take a step back, you might actually learn something. Maybe their idea is better, and it's possible, right?
Right. And I wouldn't even call this conflict. You want this on your team. You want team members pushing back on your ideas and challenging and saying, oh, what about this?
Yeah.
I think that's what you want, right? That's good. And I would also say empathy is the key. And what is part of empathy in my mind when we're working in a global workplace is cultural differences.
Yeah.
So as you're thinking, taking that other person's side, I wonder from a cultural perspective, how they may be viewing this differently than I am.
Yeah.
That's something I want our listeners to think about for sure.
Very interesting. Right. Yeah. I mean, and the other thing is if it really is a conflict, you have to consider if you need some sort of mediator or some sort of third party involvement, if you need to go to HR. This is for more serious things, of course.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And there's an entire profession. I mean, conflict resolution in politics and world in geopolitical spaces. There are people that specialize in that conflict resolution. Yeah. That's interesting to look into as a field in itself.
Yeah. Right? Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, that does sound like a very interesting field.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I wonder what that's like as a facilitator of these geopolitical conflicts, being in the room. Wow. Incredible.
yeah, definitely. And then the thing that I feel helps me the most is to assume the other person's best intentions, or to assume just to try and believe that no one is trying to be difficult. No one is trying to fight. And if you, maybe it's not always true, but if you go in and you believe that, and I truly believe that if you have this feeling that people are good, that you'll be able to approach things in a better way, because you won't think everything, you won't take everything so personally, and you'll be able to remove yourself a little bit from it. What do you think?
Oh, totally. I think that's such an important piece. Going through life in the world, just assuming, giving people the benefit of the doubt, everyone is good and they're just trying to argue from their own perspective. Like, this is how they see it, right? And it's never black and white. It's just not.
Yeah.
So listening, assuming the best. I like that advice for our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. So should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. So here we are supervisors and we're talking about an issue that we had in the past. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, here we go. I know we clashed earlier about the project. I think we have a lot to learn here.
I know. We definitely butted heads. Why don't we look at everything again and try to come up with an idea based off both of our opinions?
Yeah, we can use this dispute to make things better. Nice. And that's really the next level of conflict, right? How can we take what's just happened? Now we know each other better. We work better. We communicate better. It's actually good in the end in some ways.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So let's go through this and see what we said. All right. So you said, I know we clashed earlier about the project. I think we have a lot to learn here.
Right. And then we corrected our past tense there. I know we butted heads, right? But you could also say that in the present, I know we sometimes butt heads.
Right. You could do that too.
Sure, sure. And then what, Michelle? I said.
And then you said, yes, we can use this dispute to make things better.
Love it. So good. Guys, make sure you hit the follow button and we're gonna talk now about the takeaway for today. Where should we leave our listeners at the end of this episode today?
Yeah, I think we need to change our viewpoint on conflict. I think that word kind of makes everybody cringe or get a little scared. You hear that it's like, oh no. But I think if you approach it in the right way, with an open mind, with an open heart, and realizing that you can actually learn from it, that you won't be so afraid of it.
And I think it's a muscle, right? So the more that you encounter it and start to learn how to put it into more objective terms, obviously, but still with the personal feeling to it, but not taking it personally, there's a difference. Yeah. There's empathy that you're bringing to the situation, but you do keep it as kind of a, especially at work, it's just a work issue. You're looking a disagreement that you need to resolve. You need to figure it out. Then it becomes a muscle. You get better and better, and you don't automatically go to personal every time something comes up. It's like a muscle. We train it, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think it is helpful when you can try and learn how to not take things so personally. I think I've gotten better about that over the years. I think that it's important, and I like that idea of it being a muscle. So,
yeah. Yeah. Guys, take this back into your work lives for business English and let us know if you have any questions. Send in your question to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will love to answer your question right here on the show. Hit the follow button and Michelle will be back here very soon on this show. All right.
All right. All right, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.